Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Joe Fisher, Rashad Taylor, Jordan Schultz rocking with us. They're doing a little feature right now on College Game Day about the Civil War. How about that? Showing the game some love on College Game Day, right after they talked to Mario Cristobal, too.
Ha! That's an underhanded shot. Did they actually say the word Civil War?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. They talked about this really weird trophy.
The platypus trophy. I think it was lost for a few years, or nobody knew where the hell it was.
Yeah,
in like a basement somewhere.
Yeah, in some storage or whatever.
It doesn't look awesome. I got to be honest.
Well, the platypus is not an awesome animal. It's a platypus. Awesome.
Yeah. Industrious. All right.
Industrial. What does that even mean?
It's a hard-working animal. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Do not besmirch the platypus.
Hard work doesn't always get you what you want. You can just work and work and work.
Before the end of this show,
yay,
I will get you some interesting platypus facts.
I like that.
All right. But it is Sports Saturday. We got college football coming up. Stick with us even after the show because we will kick it down to the boys down in Eugene for Ducks pregame. Right here on The Fan, Andy Dirt Johnson, Dusty Hera, and Anthony Newman. Also, if you're listening to us on 1080 The Fan, if you've been living under a rock, we're on 105.1 The Fan now. We are the Fan Sports Global Network.
Global.
Yes, that's right. International.
Worldwide.
Prestige.
Wide.
Worldwide. Wide. We put, what does he say? What did they put on a bee?
Put liquid paper on a bee, and it died.
Is that my boat?
Yeah, I was watching.
You goons wrecked my effing boat.
So you know, Bron has a podcast. You know, like the shop or whatever
course.
It is. Yeah, he has multiple podcasts, but he has one, and he had Will Ferrell on, and he came on wearing his initial racing car outfit from Talladega Nights.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've like the drunk clown. I forget the malt liquor. Jumpsuit. It was actually pretty tight, but they talked about just them riffing back and forth on Step Brothers, and then he and John C. Reilly, after they had done Talladega Nights, were like, okay, we kind of understand each other and how we're gonna do this, and most of it was just them improvising back and forth.
Such a great movie.
Awesome movie. So many quotables.
Yes, very much so. But yeah, we're rocking here on Sports Saturday, and as in a typical Fan Sports Network fashion, we are up against the clock, so, you know.
That's how it goes. So
hey, that's what happens when you miss a week, and we got all this stuff to talk about.
Yeah, we have a lot to catch up on.
So many activities.
I haven't seen my guys for a couple weeks, man. I don't even know how you guys are doing or anything.
I know, yeah. We holding up all right? We doing okay out there?
I mean, I hope so, yeah. Everybody's good?
Hey, I'm doing just fine. My Ducks are winning. My Cowboys are squeaking out insane games against the Giants.
Man, stuff is going right. Have you seen that the little clip of the kid and he's on the phone with maybe his buddy or something like that? He's like, I got a girlfriend. I got my pizza rolls. Like, stuff is like, I'm killing it right now. Like,
man, I miss that simple.
Yeah.
It took very, very few things to like make you feel like a complete person. Like, I got a
girlfriends roll. And pizza rolls.
Pizza rolls, like, man.
And my game's on.
Who lives like this?
Winning.
Seriously. Let's go. Nothing better. Opening up your freezer and seeing you got pizza rolls or like bagel bites. Like, let's go,
Mom. Speaking of winning, watch the Charlie Sheen Netflix doc.
Oh, yeah.
We'll go out to break with that. Watch that ass.
Dude, had no idea that that dude had HIV.
Really? It was
no idea.
Literally revealed on live television during his interview with Matt.
That one.
Right over your
head. I guess I missed that interview.
Yeah.
The trailer popped up, and he's like, yeah, when I got my HIV diagnosis. And it was also, like, very unsurprising. I was like, yeah, that tracks with Charlie
makes
Sheen.
Sense. Yeah.
Charlie I'm like, Sheen, yeah, not exactly surprised. He smoked crack, and he got
Charlie,
HIV.
Man.
Yeah.
He banged him. He banged them all.
Yeah, he sure did.
Man. Wow.
Jeez, Charlie. That's crazy.
Well, Charlie Sheen, he lived like a god. Like, he could do whatever he want with no repercussions.
80s famous was different, bro.
We're going to try and play God here next, all right? We got a little thing that I did on my podcast earlier this week that I thought was interesting, and I wanted to bring it to you guys as well. If I could, I would. I want to do that in the next segment. If I could, I would do this. In either college football or NFL, if I could make this happen, I would.
Gotcha.
We're going to do that next here, Sports Saturday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Sports Saturday here on 105.1 The Fan, 1080 The Fan, the Odyssey app, YouTube, and Twitch. I don't know if we're anywhere else live, but if you missed any of this show, any of our shows yesterday or this week or in the past, we got all our shows, podcasts. You can get that wherever you get your podcasts. You can jump in on the show if you would like to see something happen. If you could, you would do this. You could text in 503-864-6326.
Sleep with Margot Robbie. What? Is that not what we're talking about?
Whoa.
Whoa.
I mean, yes, but.
I mean, could.
But. I love my girlfriend, all right?
Oh, I love my wife. She knows this, though.
I'm pretty sure most girlfriends or wives would understand.
I'm taking it.
You know,
if Ryan Reynolds walked up to her, I'd be like, I get it. All right.
I'm gonna go super bro-y here for a second.
Let's hear it.
There's this new movie coming out. I think it's called like Honey Don't or something like that. But it's got Margot Qualley.
Okay.
And Aubrey Plaza in it.
Okay.
And I think in
Aubrey Plaza fan.
I think in that movie. they both play for the same team. Like their roles are where they get together.
Like a Black Swan type situation?
Yeah, so it's Margaret Qualley and like Aubrey Plaza, where I'm just like, okay.
Yeah,
like, please. That's just, I mean, come on.
I think I'm in.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Sign me up. Movie that I am in for, The Smashing Machine, that's coming out.
Oh, yeah. I've heard great things
with
about
The Rock.
It. Yeah.
Doesn't he, like, it's The Rock. He's actually not going to play himself.
Yeah.
He's not going to play Dwayne Johnson in a role. He's going to play Dwayne Johnson adjacent.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this, man.
Yeah.
That should be a great movie.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know Margaret Qualley, she is Andy McDowell's daughter, Groundhog Day, and she is way hotter than her mom.
I don't know, and Andy McDowell was hot for her time.
Not disagreeing with that at all.
Yeah.
She was in that movie, The Substance. I don't know if you've seen that.
No.
With her and Demi Moore.
Uh-uh.
Insane movie.
Okay.
One of the craziest movies I've ever seen.
The Substance, huh? Gotta look
that up. It is. I highly recommend it and buckle up.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
I highly recommend it and buckle up because it gets wild. Absolutely wild.
Freaky night at the Schulte household tonight.
Oh, buddy.
With Dennis Quaid? Oh, my God.
Yeah, Dennis Quaid's in it. Yeah, he's got a role in there. No, I can't spoil or say anything about that movie because it's one of those is like, dude, you just need to watch it.
Okay, I'll check it out.
You just need to watch
it. Put it on the queue.
I'll text you.
If I could, I would, Rashad. If I could play football god, if I could, I would. I've got a few here, and I would love to hear what you have to say and what you would want to see happen.
I'm just doing that.
Oh, you give me the bells all day long. I will never say, turn the bells off. Cut the NFL music, please. I don't want to hear it. Like, come on. But there's a few things in football I want to see. Obviously, there's the bias ones, you know. If I could, I would have the Cowboys win the Super Bowl. We know that's not going to happen. If I could, I would have the Ducks win the national championship. Very well could happen.
Obvious.
But I'm trying to think, you know, of things in football that I like or would find interesting that would make me happy. And if I could, I would, and here's my first one, have Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens win the Super Bowl this year.
Mm.
I think that obviously there's teams that have never won a Super Bowl. There are quarterbacks that you would want to see win the Super Bowl and finally, you know, check that box. You know, Justin Herbert is one of those. But again, trying to put my green and yellow glasses to the side here. I think Lamar Jackson finally breaking through and getting that Super Bowl victory. He's got the MVPs. Everybody knows how great he is. People still, I feel like they shouldn't, but I feel like there is still a small minority out there that thinks that, no, I'd like to see him more as a quarterback. I'd like to see how he is throwing the ball. I think it's well proven that at this point, especially after last season.
Yeah.
So the final thing for him to do to check that box of being one of the greats is win that Super Bowl and win the ring. So if I could, I would have Lamar Jackson, the Baltimore Ravens, win the Super Bowl this year.
Man, mine's a little more local and immediate.
Mm-hmm.
If I could, I would grant Oregon State a top 5 recruiting class.
Holy God.
Listen. Jeez. The reason.
Hey, Genie.
He's playing God, right?
Yes.
That's what we're doing.
More
right?
than God, I feel like.
Man,
but
that's
okay.
What I mean. I'm saying if we're giving Super Bowls out to people.
You win. Like, you went far into it.
Man, listen, if we're playing God, if are we talking about things that are feasible?
Oh, I mean. At this point, no. Hell yeah.
I mean,
if
we're talking feasible things, then I guess it would be like I want to see almost a preseason of sorts in college football.
Okay.
That's what I would like to see. I think, I mean, I don't like the idea.
A tune-up game?
Yeah, I don't like the idea of these games against, you know, FIU or whoever counting.
Long Island.
Yeah, a Long Island. I don't like the idea of that counting for an Oregon or Ohio State or whomever you play at the beginning of the season. And then you see a lot of these teams are crap because there's just no warm-up. First game of the season is like, this is all live. So I would like to see some type of preseason, even if it's just one game, or even like a jamboree type situation where teams can kind of work out the kinks.
I like that, a jamboree.
Yeah.
You need to call it a jamboree.
They just play two
just
different
like
teams.
They did in T-ball.
Yeah, yeah. They if they do that, they need to call it a jamboree. Because jamboree days were great.
Jamboree
it didn't
days
matter.
Were great.
It still felt like a game, kind of.
You all got to march around the parents.
They put you in different positions to see, like, what works here and where could you play. So, yeah, but play against two different teams for a half each and just get a chance to see where you are, two or three different teams. So,
cool.
Yeah, I think that's probably the one thing I would like to see in college.
Jordan, I know I'm catching you off guard with this, but is there if you could, you would. Is there something that's on your mind?
Actually, as soon as you said that, the one thing that entered my mind is one very topical thing on the minds of NFL fans this week. That would be the tush push. If I could, I would keep the tush push legal.
Oh God.
But make sure that it is actually officiated correctly. I'm kind of on the Andy Reid side of things here. Like, you know what? If we're gonna have it, and I frankly am sick of the NFL just banning stuff that they think, like, you know, makes it too easy for a team or whatever. Hey, if you can't beat it, like, learn how to F and defend it. But the tush push is actually a little bit confusing there, as we saw in at least one of the plays with the Chiefs v. Eagles. It was an obvious false start by, what, three of the offensive linemen at one point? There's not... I don't know if there's, like, a lack of understanding or just a lack of effort around officiating that. I don't think the problem is with the play itself. I think you gotta ask the question, and this is why I hate that we don't actually hear from officials after games unless it's some stupid pool reporter asking the most generic version of a question possible. We need to hear from referees. Hey, why specifically did you miss that? It would really help the NFL discourse on sports radio, on social media, as opposed to everybody just saying, ah, conspiracy theory NFL. So I would, if I could, keep the tush push legal, but make sure it is officiated correctly.
I'm with you. You know, there's part of me, because it's the Eagles, and I absolutely hate the Eagles. They're my most hated team in my sports fandom. And that was considering one of those. Like, if I could, I would ban the tush push. But quite frankly, I think that after this season, that's going to happen. They were only two votes away from making that happen.
So dumb.
But there is part of football, like the militaristic style of it, that, like, this is our strategy. This is what we're going to do. And if you cannot stop it, that is on you. Like, you know, hey, we figured out a way to have a have an advantage here, and so figure it out.
Why,
like,
are they
stop us? But if they're breaking rules and clearly committing penalties, then yeah, refs, throw the flag. Like, you at this point know they're doing something wrong, so why not just throw the flag on every play, and then the refs get together, they're like, what do we want to call here? False start, neutral zone infraction? Like, take your pick at this point.
Well, like, why are the Eagles the only team that could do it, by the way? Why have nobody... That's just over my head. Have I missed some big argument that makes it clear why the Eagles can do it as opposed to the other 31
teams?
Because
people like Saquon, and people like Jalen Hurts, and people like their coach. Like,
why don't other teams try it?
Yeah.
The Dolphins are struggling. Why doesn't Miami try it on a situation fourth and two?
Someone wrote an article on it this week for ESPN. I don't know if it was Bill Barnwell, but it was, you know, talking about, like, them running the play. They convert it 96% of the time, and other teams that have done it are in, like, the 82% range or something like that. And
other teams just aren't running it right.
I guess not. I don't know. Yeah. But I'm with you, Jordan. It's like, they can keep it, but the refs got to get it figured out. But as you can hear Dean Blandino on the broadcast last week, he's like, guys, I am over the tush push. Like, it's such a hard play to officiate. And if that's the case, can't officiate it, then you got to get rid of it, man.
You can't officiate a false start or a line infraction? Yeah. That, to me, that's weird. That's a cop-out.
If I could, I would. This one in college football. I would have the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets win the ACC. I think it would be hilarious that this year, where they're actually like, hey, the ACC, like, might be pretty solid. You got Miami's back, you know, Florida State, big win against Alabama. They're a top 10 team. Obviously, Clemson has fell off after their 1-2 start, but they could still very well win the ACC. You know, that is one ACC loss they have now, with Georgia Tech beating them last week. But I think that would be great if Georgia Tech won. They have had a great last couple seasons. Brett Key has that team rolling. Haynes Kane is one of the more fun players in college football. He is a classic college football quarterback. He's going to pass. He's going to run. He reminds you of, like, the Tim Tebows of the world, the Cam Newtons, you know, where it's just like, put the team on my back. I will carry us to the promised land. And I just think that if they came out on top of the ACC. Now, I don't know. I haven't looked at their schedule. I'll do that right now. I don't know if they play Miami at all. They do not. So they will play. I mean, they don't even play Florida State either. So, I mean, Georgia Tech, if they roll through their ACC slate unscathed, and quite frankly, it's a pretty nice, easy ACC schedule. They do not have a ranked ACC team on their schedule the rest of the season. They'll play Georgia at the end of the year, obviously, and that game was great last year, Georgia Tech and Georgia. But I think it would be hilarious if this is the year that Miami looks to be look like they're on top. Looks like Florida State is back, and Clemson still has a chance at Georgia Tech somehow goes and stings the ACC. Go Yellow Jackets, baby.
Well, again, I got to go local and immediate. And, I mean, I think you might have said not to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. Man.
Go Western Oregon?
Well, man, absolutely no. But I really would grant that the University of Oregon would finally win a national championship. Like, so, I mean, honestly, we talk about the Blazers all
Rashawn,
the time.
How dare you?
Listen, we talk
how dare
about,
you say that in this segment?
Hey, we talk about the. I didn't want to go, like, super cheesy, but the truth
but,
is, like.
I mean, you're not a Ducks fan. You're not an alum. No. Like, you know, you're pretty, you know, neutral on everything. So, you know, I will accept this.
In Portland, we talk all the time about the Blazers and their need for a championship from since 1977. Like, they haven't gotten back there. Oregon's never gotten there for a football championship. Yet, we've seen great players. We've seen generational talents. We've seen amazing coaches. We've seen these great rosters, man, be close but no cigar. Always the bridesmaid type thing. It would be great for 1 year for all the Mariotas and all the Dennis Dixons and all the Joey Harringtons of the world that you've ever had, the Jeff Mails and everybody else. Like, this is an opportunity.
Ooh,
would be
Jeff Mail.
I was a huge Jeff Mail. He was so cold to me. Like, but this will be a great time for them to finally hoist that national championship and say, like, we finally did it. I think that would get a lot of the monkeys off of people's back.
Well, and to reference earlier in the show, as far as they're not really being like an elite team in college football this year, it's
kind of challenged yet.
It kind of seems like, hey, Oregon, this is a great year to do it,
man. If you can win four really competitive games this season, then you have a chance to go all the way. Like, that's what it is. Like, you just can't lose to Ohio State or somebody else in the first game of the playoff and get boat raced by like 30.
Jordan, you got another one there?
Yeah, I'm trying to I'll quickly formulate it. If I could, I would make it more like the old landscape in college football, where coaches stay longer, players stay longer. I want guys to get paid, but in that, you know, in the NIL world and the transfer portal, it seems that, you know, along with getting paid, players have basically started to treat college football like the NFL, and it's become free agency. I don't think that's what everybody had in mind. I really hope that we can figure that out, but unfortunately, the cat's out of the bag in that one, and I don't think you can put you can't put that animal back in the box. It's just not going to happen the way that it used to. But I miss it. I just miss the. I sound like my dad right now, but man, the old feel of college football it's still got my juices going every week. It's one of my favorite things to watch. My Ducks, I mean, they're literally just a close second to my Mariners, hoping for a national championship every year. But man, I miss that feeling I got going to like Ducks games as 15, 16, 17 years old, and just. It was just different than NFL football. Now it doesn't feel different at all.
Well, they did eliminate the spring transfer portal window.
They did.
And there could be some changes for the winter time as well coming up. So, I mean, it very well could make it a little bit more difficult for players to transfer.
What about coaches,
you know, make
though?
Your mind up quicker versus having multiple times throughout the year to change your mind and go somewhere else. So, yeah, I mean, maybe we do get back to that at least somewhat. I had one more just real quickly. And then we'll break here. It was to go, if I could, I would go back in time, kill off the Pac-12 completely, and have Oregon State and Washington State join the Big 12. I think that the cities that they're in, the schools that they are, I feel
fit
like
perfectly with the
Big
10.
I feel like they give 100%. Big 12 vibes, and I just feel like, you know, to put them in a 100%. Power 4 conference versus this new iteration of the Pac-12, which we'll see what it looks like when it starts up next year. I look back on it. I'm like, God, that was a missed opportunity.
I totally understand. I totally agree. Oregon State and Washington State are much more Big Ten than Oregon or Washington would be.
Yeah, it would have 18 teams just like the Big Ten would if they were in it. It would have worked. It could have worked.
Yeah. And then, you know, geographically speaking, you play the Arizona schools, you play Utah and Colorado. It's not, you know, too bad of a travel schedule. You go to Oklahoma and Texas for some games.
What's the farthest? Like Cincinnati, Ohio, basically?
South Florida.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I always forget this.
Central Florida. UCF.
Which Florida is there?
One of the Floridas.
Not UCF. The one that Willie Taggart coached at.
Right. All right. That's if I could, I would bring it back here in the future. You know, but again, thought there's some things out there that I'd love to see in football that I hope come to fruition. Take a break, and it's time to lose and or win some money. It's time for Who Do You Love? We get to that next tier, Sports Saturday. But first, Schultzy with a Sports Center update.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Who do you love?
I do what I gotta do. I wanna laugh at you. I do what I gotta do.
Joe and Rashad share their predictions and look back at last week to see if they still love their picks. It's time for Who Do You Love? Part of Sports Saturday on 105.1 and 1080 The Fan.
Do what I gotta do.
It's time for Who Do You Love? Look back at week one, technically NFL week one, week two of college football, but it was the first week that we did it, so it is week one. Your boy did not start off Who Do You Love very good this season. 0-3.
Good. Good.
I hope
you're 0-3 this week, too.
Y'all don't say that.
Yeah.
I took West Virginia to cover 3.5 against Ohio. They lost outright, so wrong. Kansas State. I took Kansas State -16.5 against Army. Kansas State lost outright. Army won that. And then I took Bengals -5.5 over the Browns. And of course, in typical Bengals week one fashion, kept it way too close than they should have. And in typical Bengals versus Browns fashion, that game was much closer than anyone anticipated. So I went 0-3.
That was weird. That was a weird game.
Yeah. What was it?
Freaking Browning.
No, that was...
Oh, that was 2 weeks ago. Yes.
But, I mean, 7 yards in the second half for the Bengals offense, like they against the Browns that week. It was gross. Rashad, you took Tampa Bay, the Bucks -1.5 over the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
I was sweating out a live bet for that one.
Oh, yeah?
I live bet that game, which I am now coining, and I know that there was Big Will bets. I am coining my new nickname, Joey Live Bets. 4-1 on live bets in the NFL to start this season.
There you go.
Okay, look at
I love live bets. I've been having some fun with those ones.
Look at you.
I live bet the Bills the other day, -7.5 against the Dolphins. Got that. I live bet the Bucks on Monday night against the Texans. Bang. And then week one, I bet the Bucks live, and there was one other game that I live bet. But dude, it's
got a baby.
Yeah. It's like, hey, why jump on the Bills at -12.5? Let's wait for the game to start. Dolphins jump out and score a touchdown, and now I can get the Bills at 7.5.
Mm-hmm.
Odds might not be as good, but I'll take that. But you got the Bucks week one. You went with South Florida against Florida.
I did.
Not only did they cover, they won outright.
Yeah, that's the one I was like, I was looking at that one, just seeing what was happening, but it was Florida, and now we know how bad they are. So yeah.
And then you took the Patriots -2.5.
That's where things got dicey.
And that was the other live bet I had was the Raiders.
Don't ever bet on the Patriots, man, right now.
The Raiders to cover, I think they were 4.5-point dogs in that game at one point, and I was like, let's take the Raiders to come back and cover that baby, and they did. And then Jordan, that Saturday, you took Mariners money line. And at that point, they were probably in game four of their 10-game win streak.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, good one there. Ducks to cover against Oklahoma State, which they covered -2.
That was an easy one.
And then,
but not the next week, unfortunately.
And then Lions money line. That was their season opener against the Green Bay Packers. No. Which hey, I was with you on that one. I thought that Lions were getting disrespected. Well, they got disrespected by the Packers just owning them that game. So yeah.
They got right the next week, but God, that
yeah.
season.
Yeah, the Lions are going to be fine.
Yeah, they will be fine.
They're going to be okay. It might be a struggle though at points.
I'll kick things off. I will head to college football for this one, the Illinois-Indiana matchup. I know this game is at Indiana, but they're a 6.5-point favorite. Yes, this could come down to a touchdown, but I think it's going to come to a little bit closer than that, maybe a final field goal. Illinois, I think they got a great offense. Indiana, they're solid too. What is it? Fernando Mendoza, I believe,
yes,
their
sir.
Quarterback that came from Cal. He's looked pretty decent for them. But I just think this is going to be a very, very close game where Illinois could very well end up just winning outright at Indiana. But I'm going to go with them to cover 6.5, +6.5, Illinois. Rashad.
I'm going to stick with college as well. I'm going to Arizona State Sun Devils visiting the Baylor Bears.
Forks up. The bus.
Baylor looks good right now, man. They've been tested so far this season. Is it Sawyer Robinson?
Yeah.
He's 6'4".
He's really good.
He's killing right now. He's somebody that we're probably going to hear a lot about as we get closer to the end of the season.
The dude knows ball, too.
Does he?
Yeah. At the Big Ten media days, they showed a bunch of players, like, pictures of older NFL players, like not even that old, like Calvin Johnson, like
okay,
that kind of era. None of them knew.
Oh, I think I
any
saw
of the
that.
Plays.
Yeah.
Sawyer Robinson knew every single player that they showed him. Kid knows ball.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, and you can tell because so far
he's
got over 1,000 yards and 10 touchdowns and only 2 picks. Sam Leavitt, and unfortunately, even though he's from here in the town, man, right now he's not playing his best football. Got 5 touchdowns and 3 interceptions, and really only about 500 yards. Arizona State hasn't been tested. I think they're a 2.5-point favorite. Baylor is. I'm taking Baylor.
-2.5.
-2.5.
Yeah, the Arizona State falling to Mississippi State. 2 weeks ago, I believe,
yes.
For their first loss of the season. Jordan, what you got?
Going, this is crazy, to the ACC, I hate saying this, the Cal Bears out of the ACC.
Dude, you want to talk about freshman quarterbacks?
JKS, holy S.
After their win against Oregon State, I don't know if I said it on this show or on my podcast, but I said, Cal, they will be a top 25 team at this point.
Absolutely.
It's my hot take.
Jaren Sagapolutele, excuse me, the freshman quarterback that transferred away from Oregon, I appreciate that, to go back to Cal, wow.
He's proven it.
If he were on Texas's roster, Texas would probably be one of the scariest teams in the nation because this kid looks like everything and more. Cal is favored by 14.5 over San Diego State on the road today. I'm going to take Cal to cover that spread. It's a dangerous number, of course, at 14.5, but I think it's going to be a 17 or a 21-point win for Cal.
I'm going to the NFL with my next pick. I don't know why I'm always betting, or you know, whether it's this or actually live betting and or so intrigued with this team, but I love the Buccaneers. I love Baker Mayfield. You want to talk about a, if I could, I would. I would make Baker Mayfield the MVP for 100%. This season.
I love him.
I love his redemption story, his redemption arc. I loved him coming to the NFL.
I
have an old tweet I could go find where I said, there is nothing more I want in the NFL than Baker Mayfield to be one of the best quarterbacks. And he has proved it the last couple of years, not only with his stats, but his play. Dude balled out in that two-minute drive against the Texans to win that game. They are playing the Jets this week. It is their home opener. Not only is it their home opener, they're not wearing the creamsicles, but they're wearing the all-white
white creamsicles.
Creamsicles.
Joints?
Yeah.
Dude. Those are fresh.
And they're playing the Jets, who are going to be starting Tyrod Taylor, I want to say.
Yes, he is their backup.
Tyrod Taylor still in the league?
He is.
He got signed last year.
He is. Yeah, Justin Fields got injured last week. He jumped in. And this is, like I said, Jets, after a solid week one where they had a heartbreaking loss to the Steelers, they're going to Tampa. Tampa's going to put up some points. It's going to get ugly. Jets have given up 30 points in their first two games. It's going to get ugly in Tampa Bay. I'm taking them to cover 6.5 against New York Jets.
So the second game I kind of had going was the Arizona Cardinals playing against their rival San Francisco 49ers. Is a division game.
Oh.
Both teams 2-0, right? Yeah. Both of them got a chance to beat up on the Saints at points. Really, neither team has been, I don't want to say neither team has been tested. I think San Francisco was more tested against the Seahawks.
And neither team dominated the Saints either.
Neither did.
Like,
they didn't.
You know,
they didn't.
The should be expected when you play the Saints.
When you play the Saints, but I guess the Saints said otherwise. But they did win the game. San Francisco is a 1.5-point favorite. I think the Cardinals probably, I don't know, I like their roster a little bit more than I like San Francisco's right now. And so I would probably say I would take the Cardinals to cover.
Against McCorkle Jones?
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that. I don't trust Mac. Mac had a great game last week. He will not do the same thing twice.
Well, and quite frankly, I think this is a game that if they don't win, Kyler Murray has to prove he is
100%.
Like, you can't have Mac Jones outplay you in this.
This is an important year for Kyler Murray.
It is.
Like, I mean, he's had a lot of time to be able to find his way in the NFL. We all see the talent is there, but now he just has to put it together. So this is a really important year for Kyler.
All right, Jordan, second one.
Quickly, I think the Eagles, who are hosting the Rams, I hate picking this game because I am a diehard Rams fan, but the Eagles are favored by 3.5 at home. We haven't seen their true crazy high-flying offense, high-scoring offense yet this season. I know it's the Rams. They got Wirtz. They got Landman, but I think the easy, easy cover will be for Philly, 3.5 points.
Oh, okay, okay. A rematch of that really fun divisional round matchup last year between those two teams. Real quickly, just because we're up against it, I'm doing this more so for the fun factor. LSU is playing Southeastern Louisiana today. They're favored by 42 points. I'm going to take LSU to cover 42 because they're playing an FCS school. There have been questions about their offense where Brian Kelly was full of piss and vinegar having to answer for it last week. I think that they're going to want to show out with this offense. This is going to be one of those 73-0 games that you see FBS, FCS style. I'm taking LSU to cover 42 points against Southeastern Louisiana. Last one, Rashad.
Got a rematch of the NFL playoff game from last year between the Eagles and the Rams. The Eagles are favorite 3.5. I think it's easy. I'm taking the Eagles.
You're going with it too?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good pick. I saw a lot of big money, I think, on the Eagles this week. So.
All right. And Jordan, your last one.
Come on. Do you expect me to go any other way here? There's no explanation needed for this.
I'm writing it down. Ducks covering minus 33.
I don't care if it's 33.5. I don't care if it's 34.5.
He's over here patting stats, man.
They're going to beat that ass.
All right. Well, there's who you love.
For the triple-double, eh?
I got the Fighting Illini covering 6.5. Their dogs plus 6.5. Buccaneers favored by 6.5. And the LSU favored by 42. Rashad's on Baylor minus 2.5 against Arizona State. The Cardinals over 49ers minus 1.5 and Eagles minus 3.5, as is Jordan. He's on Eagles minus 3.5. Cal minus 14.5 for Jordan over San Diego State, and then he's taking the Ducks to cover 33.5. And let's wrap up the show there next. Our final predictions for the Civil War. Wrapping things up here on Sports Saturday. Just a couple more minutes until we kick it down to Andy Dirt Johnson, Dusty Harry, and Anthony Newman. They are down in Corvallis ready for the Ducks pregame show brought to you by Coors Light.
What a cool gig.
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. I'm going to get to one game this year. I'm going to go to the Wisconsin game. Going to have a couple clients down there, a couple buddies down there. You know, Chris Daughtry, Mark Cuban.
It was insane.
Super Chef Bobby Flay. It was insane. You ever been fishing off the Bonita Coast Run?
Are Bonita fish big? No, I'm planning to get to, like, I'd like to get to the Indiana game. I think that'd be a cool game to kind of get to.
And if they win today, you know, Duck fans, you probably want to root for Indiana today because you're playing them two weeks after the Penn State game. It's Penn State, bye week, Indiana. Mm-hmm. So you hope Indiana goes unscathed up until that point, because I would love to play an undefeated Indiana Hoosiers with Kurt Cignetti. That would be he's going to be talking that mess, and yeah. I would love to. I'm really looking forward to that.
I'm still mad that he won Coach of the Year last year over Dan Lanning, and frankly, Kenny Dillingham. Like, both of those guys should have won over him. I get that it was his first year at Indiana, but good Lord, that was such a bad award choice. Hey,
if you can make Indiana have an 11-1 season,
I think you're pretty good.
I don't blame.
Like, I mean,
I don't blame him.
Yeah, yeah, you can be kind of an ass if you're that good.
Okay.
Apparently, I need to try to go to a game with you guys, because I have literally not been to a game as a fan down at Autzen Stadium since 2017.
Oh yeah,
it's been a while.
It's been a long time. It sucks.
Yeah. All right, final predictions here, Jordan. I know that you said that the Ducks were going to cover the 33.5, but do you got a final score?
Beavers will score a touchdown. Frankly, I don't trust their long snapper for a field goal. So let's go, like, 63-13 Oregon.
63-13.
No, I'm literally saying
there's a missed extra point.
A missed extra point. Yeah, some kind of crap. I'm predicting it now.
Okay. All right. Rashad?
That actually tracks, man. We were talking earlier. I was like, it wouldn't shock me if the Ducks put up 70. Based on how well,
my God,
seriously, based on how well Dante Moore has played and how well DeCorian Moore has started to kind of come on, and you look at Kenyon Sadiq, like this team is loaded, you know, right now. We didn't think they would be, you know, coming into the season. Like,
there was a lot of question marks, yeah, so, especially offensively.
Yeah, exactly. But I think this will be just a formality for Oregon. So yeah, I'm gonna go. Let's go. I don't know. They're going to score in the 50s. 56-14. 56-14. Yeah.
Well, hey, I could see 12 because that's two missed extra points.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Or no, 12 all field goals. That's what it's going to be. 12 points all field goals.
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I think that, again, Northwestern put it somewhat of a formula on tape of how to slow this Oregon offense down, just keep the ball out of their hands, which I think Oregon State's going to attempt to do. Run the ball, get some yards, and kill clock. So I am going to go Oregon 52, Oregon State 13. Because I'm feeling that 13 with maybe a missed extra point in there as well. Oregon State's offense isn't terrible. So, you know, a couple putties there. But, yeah, I'm
going
to go 52-13 Oregon over Oregon State. Someone texted in, I enjoyed the show, fellas. Thanks for coming in early to fill up sickos like me full of football. It was our absolute pleasure.
You got it, my guy.
Yeah. I hope anybody going down there has a great time at the game. Enjoy your college football Saturday, your NFL Sunday. Rashad, appreciate you as always.
My man.
Jordan, appreciate you as always.
Love you guys. Go Ducks, everybody.
And I appreciate everybody out there rocking with us on this Saturday morning. We will catch you next week at 10 a.m. for Penn State Week. It's that time. For Joe Fisher and the rest of the crew here, we will see you next week. Peace.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.